Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. Sorry about this morning's delay. We had a little problem. I had to unplug the system and plug it back in and start up again. We're going to start here in a couple of seconds. I have a song for you. I'm going to try to get out for you. But before we do, this morning's message is God promises we are cleansed of sin through Christ. We have some chapters and verses. We're going to start out in 1 John. Chapter 1 and verse 7, and I'll give you some others after when we come back. But before we do that, I'd like to get started in the song, as always. Let's try this, see if I can get it to work again. I was having some problems here with it this morning because I needed to move it because we have a battery issue going on with my computer, and it's not holding. So when I try to do these things, it doesn't work out. Like I said, we're going to do 1 John. I have prayer requests and things for you this morning. Let's do this. I'm going to try this one. This might help a lot better. Here we go. I have to copy and paste them, folks. Just bear with me as we get this done. Yeah. No, it didn't work. It's amazing how these computers work, and then things just don't work out for you. Trying to get to the right. There we go. I'll be back with the prayer request in about a minute and a half, folks. Good morning again, folks. Like I said, I have some prayer requests for you, so I'm going to get right to them. This morning, I'm asking for prayer requests for Marcia Arribas Kissinger. She's got some cancer issues going on. She was in the hospital this past week. They found that it's gone to her brain, and that's what contributed to the seizure that she's had. From what I understand, Marcia's been going through a lot. And if you go over to Prayers and Concerns on Facebook, you'll see there's some other posts there from her that I've reposted for her. Sandy Washer has always sent in prayer requests every week. She's asking for a prayer request for Ruby, who's battling dementia and the confusion that goes along with it and her ill health. David S. has serious liver disease. So he's on the transplant list, but please pray for him. Richard, we've been praying for Richard. I believe Richard was the one that was in a car accident. I'm not positive, but Richard, she's asking for uplift and for his depression and overall his health problems. Stacy S., for overall health treatment options. She's now paralyzed and has financial issues. Jeanette, ongoing battles with lung cancer. Michael with serious heart issues. Milo, which I know Milo well, that's Sandy's brother-in-law, surgery options for herniated discs. And for Sandy also, because Sandy's a widow, only in the last year, and she's gone over the one-year mark now. But please pray for Sandy. Give her guidance and strength to be able to get through any of the problems that she faces as a new widow. Anyhow, Rebecca and Johnny Estrada are having tests done, some doctors' tests down in Connecticut, various ailments that are going on there with heart conditions or heart concerns and things like that. Becky's been telling me that's my daughter. She's been going through some issues down in Connecticut and wanting them to be checked out, one for breast cancer check and other things. Pray for Aaron Barnes for traveling from to and from Connecticut with the grandchildren. And pray for our local food pantry, Crosswalk, and all of the workers that are involved there. This week I got a chance to spend some time with one of the people that does a lot of work for the food pantry and helped her out with some of her things. Her name is Becky. But pray for the food pantries, not just here, but all across the country. There's so many people that are suffering and going without, and for those that are homeless as well. Most of these people aren't. That's not their choice to be homeless, folks. So please pray for them. Pray for our veterans. Pray for those that have had to go to war and come home from war and are missing limbs and things like that. But please keep all of these things in thought, folks. When you're going through your day, even if all you do is mention it to the Lord, just in passing, He knows that you care. He knows that you have love in your heart. And that's what He wants to hear from all of His children. But anyways, folks, our message this morning, we're going to get to. But like I said, we need to pray for our message. It takes a lot to get the message together. And then when I go to try to post it or try to work with the computer and stuff, those issues come up. I swear, if Satan has it his way, he wouldn't let me preach whatsoever. So please pray for me as I try to get that ready, the messages. Thank you, Father, for allowing us the opportunity to do that, being able to share the gospel and ask for prayers for others. Because, Father, we know that you love us and you're watching over us all. Just bless us with a good day, and thank you for letting us be here sharing the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this morning, like I said, folks, my message for you is this. Going back over to where I belong. There we go. God promises we are cleansed of sin through Christ. John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When we're walking in the light, folks, we're in the most joyous part of our day, most part of our life, because we know that no matter what we go through, we're not in darkness. Satan doesn't control us. Negative feelings don't control us. All of the things that go on in the world, the sins, they don't affect us. Even when we have that in our heart, that we want it and we desire certain things that are not godly, if we're walking in the light, we look to Jesus and say, take that out of our mind. Take that out of our heart. Cleanse us. Don't let us have evil thoughts. When we do that, we start to realize the more and more we do that, the less and less we desire those things of the world. So walking in the light will help us a lot, folks. My message here, I have it written out, so I'm going to go right from the message and right through. If you walk in the light, the blood of my Son Jesus will cleanse you from all sin. Now, that verse has a lot of meaning. This verse speaks of our walk with Christ in our daily day-to-day through faith in the blood of Jesus for the remission of our sins. In other words, we should be always seeking Jesus and asking for forgiveness of the things that we do wrong or have done wrong. In other words, it's speaking about walking in faith alone and not in the works of human effort. In other words, there's nothing we can do to wash away those sins. We have to trust that Jesus is washing away those sins. We're saved only because of Jesus Christ, not nothing we do. There is nothing we can ever do that's going to change the fact that we're a sinner. Only Jesus Christ, and because He died on the cross. That's to say, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we walk in truth, love, and those characteristics which make up the Christian life. Like I said to you earlier, when we're going through our daily day-to-day and we're asking for forgiveness for ourselves and praying for others, those are characteristics of love. These things which we have learned from God's Word help us to understand that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we walk by faith, living a life pleasing to God, as He works to change our hearts and minds. This happens because of the power of God working in us. With our salvation, we were given a new spirit, sensitive to the things of God. Our former spirit, which was dead in trespasses and sins, is replaced by a new spirit. If we look at Psalm 51:10, it says this. I'm going to go there because I want to make sure I get the exact wording for you. Let me go there. You know, folks, I put in verses for a reason on all of these because I know there are people that either don't have a Bible, haven't had a Bible, or they're just unable to read. And don't get me wrong, I'm not picking on anyone. There are people that don't understand Scripture, and there are people that no matter how much they do, no matter how much they try to read, they can't understand. Or, for another reason, some don't have the education. Verse 51:10 of Psalms says this, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You think about that, folks. If we ask God to create in us a new heart, clean heart, a new spirit, a right spirit within us, he'll do that. He's just and always going to give us what we need as long as it's with his will, within his will. And his will is always right. His will is never towards what's wrong. You see, like I said, it says, one that is sensitive to God and the things of God. This is what we want, a spirit that's sensitive to God and that's always working towards the things of God. In addition, we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, who works with our new spirit to carry out God's plan of spiritual growth in the lives of all those who love and follow the Lord. Therefore, as followers of Jesus, we have a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is another verse that I wanted to go to, and it says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I bring that up because, you know, if you're in the world, you're not really working. Let me put it this way again. Let me rephrase that. If you're in the world living as the world, doing the things you used to do, and you're not serving Christ, and you're not reading your Bible, and you're not trying to get your life on the right path, you're not in a new creature. You're not in the new spirit. You see, when we ask for salvation, salvation is we lay, especially at baptism, like I've said to you in the past, at baptism we go, he is buried in his likeness and then raised to walk in newness of life. When you come up out of the water, you're a new creature. When you are buried in his likeness, that's us going into the grave. That's us putting our old past, our old life, our old sinful nature into the water and then coming up out of the water raised as a new creature. And that's what this is about, folks, is therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. We don't serve the same that we used to. We now have a conscience towards God. We now want to live the right life through faith alone, though. And it's only because of Jesus Christ that we can do that. We were reborn out of sin and into God's family through the blood of Jesus, which was shed for us at the cross of Calvary. Because of our faith in Jesus, we are adopted into the family of God as his children. As a result of our lives, should not reflect the sins of the past, which were common in us before knowing Jesus. You see, it was common for us to act that way, talk that way, do the things that we did. Most people knew us that way. Now they see us as a Christian and they go, he's changed or she's changed, and they don't act the same. And they actually don't even want to be around us if they're worldly people. This is because of the work of the Holy Spirit who changes us from the inside out, a change that is evident in our day-to-day behavior. Through the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds, we experience a change in character as we are transformed by God's grace. In addition, we are strengthened as the Lord gives us fellowship with one another through our shared faith. Our walk with the Lord is the evidence of our cleansing, cleansing, because he cleanses us. We don't cleanse us. We can't clean anything from us. We're filthy rags. It's only because of the blood of Jesus Christ that we can become spotless. We can become clean, new, as in brand new, white as snow, no specks, no nothing. If you look at snow when it first lands, it's white, it's pure. Now, our snow on the ground has some dirt in it, there's no doubt. But the white that I'm talking about, the white raiment of Jesus Christ, has no spot, no impurity. And that's that cleansing, which is in this, our turning away from sin by the power of God at work in us because of our faith in Jesus. Moreover, this process of spiritual growth called sanctification continues in us until we see Jesus face to face. From the moment of our salvation till the time of our glorification, the Lord continually works in us as we grow closer to Him. And because of God's grace extended to us in Christ, we know that Jesus will always be here, waiting to wash away our sins and strengthen us as we live for Him. Folks, you have to take your life and look at it for what it is. If you're a sinner, it's time to change. If you're listening to my voice, you know that that's true. You know that God's trying to work in your heart to change you. He's trying to get you on the right path so that you'll serve Him, not serve yourself and not serve the world. If all your desire is to serve the world, then you're not doing anything for Christ, and your soul will be lost forever. He says, love one another. He also says to forgive them. He also says that we're supposed to be serving Him and not this world. This world is not our home. Sooner or later, we're going to have to pass from here. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I know for myself, I know that I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. And I know, I know that there's going to come that time that I'll have made choices in my life that I've asked for forgiveness. They're no longer there. It's the choices I make from this moment on that become an issue. And you have to start looking to those and saying, okay, if I make a mistake, I have to be obedient and ask for forgiveness and repent and never do it again. It's not that I don't have the desires that everyone else has. It's not that I don't wish and want the things that people think of in their daily life. But I also know there's things that just are no longer worth it to me. If I walk in the Spirit, I have no need for the things of the world, because the Spirit can't use the things of the world. These things of the world are just tools to get by on. Okay? But it doesn't mean that we gather them in our storehouses, like it says in the old days, where they would gather all the food, and they would put it in a storehouse, and there was one great king that did that. And it did him no good. He died, and he had full storehouses of stuff that just went to waste, and that's what our life's like. The more we gather, you know the stories, how they say, he has the most toys wins. Well, that's funny, because at the end, you don't win anything. You leave it all behind, and it just rots and corrupts, like it says in the Bible. You know, lay up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust can't corrupt, and that's what we're to do. You know, when I look at these things that I've written down, and I say to myself, you know, do I want to be cleansed from my sin? Do I want to be convicted for that? Do I want to stand before a great judge someday and have him say to me, what were you thinking? I'm sorry. I don't know you. You're a criminal. You're no good. You didn't do what I asked you to do. And because of that, you made the choice that you don't want to come to heaven because you rejected me. You refused to hear my word. You refused to do what I asked you to do. And therefore, because of that, you chose to serve a different God. Your God's over there. My sheep hear my voice, it says in the Bible. If my sheep hear my voice, then they know who to serve. We can't refuse that. We can't reject it. As much as we try, those that are called will hear the voice of Jesus Christ. They'll hear the Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaking to them. And you know, I read something earlier today. The Holy Spirit only can give you what God puts in the ear of the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit directs you to listen to my voice today, if the Holy Spirit has you hearing what I say, if He has you reading your Bible or going to church where you belong, if He has you doing those things, the Holy Spirit is directed by God directing you to do that. And if that's the case, guess what, folks? God's been calling you. Are you listening or are you rejecting? That's your choice. It really is. It's your choice to either serve God or serve Satan. There is no other. There's only the two. And even if you think there isn't, I got news for you. You're saying God's a liar. But God's word says that there is only the two. You're either serving Him or you're serving Mammon. And Mammon is Satan. And Satan is yourself. And yourself leads you right to hell. You can either get right with God today and start serving the Lord, or you can continue on your path and make your choice where you're going to end up for the rest of eternity. I know for me, I want to be in heaven. And for all of those that are listening, I hope that you'll join me in that. And you'll start serving God and reading your scriptures and learning more about God and get closer to God, because He is calling you, or you wouldn't be here listening to my voice. You've been called. You may not think so. You may have turned your back so many times on the truth. but the truth is there. You've been called. All I can do is ask you to please listen. Allow the Lord into your heart. He's knocked on your heart. He's asked to come in. He's been asking to come in. All you have to do is accept him. All right, I have another song for you folks. I'm going to go do that. And then when I come back, we'll end our message. But I have another song for you. And I want to make sure I get that out before I forget. So let's see if I can't find it. Yeah. If I can get this one out of there. See, that's the thing, folks. You don't realize what goes into this. I try to set these things up so that everything works out properly. And it doesn't always. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. There's no doubt, folks. If there wasn't power in the blood, I'd still be a drunk. I'd still be an alcoholic. I'd still be running the streets doing the things I did. It's obvious that the Lord was calling me. It's obvious that he wanted to cleanse me from my sins. But the only way he could do that is for me to accept, folks. That's where we come in. We have to learn to accept what Jesus said. We have to either accept Jesus Christ or reject Jesus Christ. If you accept him, you want to do what's right with the rest of your life. You'll want to be cleansed from your sins, which means you'll have to ask for that. You'll have to say to the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. It's not a hard thing to do, folks, even though we like to think that, you know, all these things are difficult. How can I be forgiven? How is God ever going to forgive me, such a rotten sinner? If you only knew the things that I did through my life, you would probably think, well, here's a guy that's done all this stuff and he just thinks he's saved. I don't think anything. The Bible tells me I'm saved. I go by what Scripture tells me. I don't go by what man says, and I'm glad that man doesn't get to decide where I end the rest of my life. Okay? Because if that was the case, I'd never make it to heaven. That's why you can't rely on what a man at the pulpit tells you without reading your Scriptures. The Holy Spirit works in each individual, and that's what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is guided by God, tells you what he expects from you. You know it. I knew it when I was a little kid. I'd be getting in trouble, and I'd know it was wrong. Why would I know it was wrong? Because the Holy Spirit was saying, you're not supposed to be doing that. And someday I'll answer for it. And there came that day that I finally did. I was asked one time if I wanted to know how I can get to heaven. The man led me to the Lord. He showed me in the Bible where it says that I'm a forgiven sinner. He showed me how I can get to heaven. And because of that, I was able to turn from my sins. Yes, did I sin afterwards? Absolutely. Did I make a lot of mistakes? Sure. But you know, God's faithful and just and loves us, even yet while we were still sinners. That's what we have to remember, folks. Even though we're sinners, God still loves us. He wants us to do right. It's our choice to make that choice. It's our choice whether we go to heaven or we go to hell. God doesn't make that choice for us. It's not like he says, you know what, you're a sinner and I'm going to let you into my family living the way you live. He doesn't do that. He says you have to leave that behind. That's why we are buried in his likeness, raised to walk in newness of life. Leave your old life behind and you're walking in a new life as a new creature. God's promises will cleanse you, but they won't cleanse you if you don't accept Jesus Christ, because they can't. Folks, I appreciate you letting me share the gospel with you. I try to get the message out every Sunday. Sometimes it gets through, sometimes it don't. And I ask that you pray for me during the week. Please pray that I would be able to get the right words together, that the Lord would lead me the right way, that I'd be able to share the message, that you would understand it. I thank you for being here. If you come over to Facebook, look me up at William Preacher Bill Barnes. I'm over there. You can ask questions. I'll give you as best of an answer as I can to anything scriptural, including anything you want to know about my past or my life and how I changed. Folks, I appreciate you coming out and hearing the gospel. Stay with us. Come back every Sunday and hear it. And I promise you, the Lord will work in your heart and change you. And before you know it, you'll be walking in the light, just like it says. The only way that we're going to do that is if we do those things. We can walk in the light. We can have fellowship with Christ. We can have fellowship with other Christians. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's part of that whole thing about going to church on Sundays, folks. I've said this to people in the past. You go to church, you fellowship with one another, like-minded people, and before you know it, you're not hanging out with the crowd you used to. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a good day. We'll see you again next Sunday.